Blog Talk Radio.
Alright, y'all, I want to welcome you on the Surge Radio. You are now on air with your man Lyricist. Spaze will be joining us any second now. We got some great topics to talk about tonight. We want to talk about, what's happening in the world of politics. And let me see if this is Spaze in. Yo, Spaze, you on, sir?
Yes, sir.
Going on, man?
This is me. So much, can you hear me?
Yeah, oh yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear.
All right, cool. So we're going to hop into this subject about what's happening around the world right now. I know you have a good topic you want to start with, so let's go ahead and lead with that.
All right. What's going on, people? Your boy Spaze. I know y'all ain't heard of me in a minute, but I'm happy to be back on Surge Radio once again. We're going to kick it off with the Bessie DeVoe, however you pronounce her last name, when she was at Bethune College, giving a speech on the graduating class of 2017. And the graduating class was predominantly black, decided to, voice their opinions and stand up, and I can't even explain it, like, it was the simplest thing of fist in the air, and that was it. And a young man that was taking pictures got kicked out of the graduation for taking pictures. They said he was trying to incite it, but he wasn't doing that, but videotaping the thing for a student there, by the way. But I feel like the president of Bethune College is black, and he told the students if they continue with that behavior that they can get their diplomas mailed to them. I take my hats off to the students, and I congratulate them for standing up for what they believe in, and fuck it, if she wanted to mail it to them, turn around with your motherfucking cap and gown proudly with your head up and accept that bitch at home. Fuck that school.
I mean, that's crazy, because I feel like if an individual decides to stand up for what they believe in, you can't forget about what was said by Bessie DeVos in the past about, historically black colleges. That's why they're making a stand and saying what they're saying and doing what they're doing. She got booed to the point to where she couldn't even give her commencement speech because these people truly feel like she shouldn't be there giving that. I know she's a Michigander, and we should stand behind her, and the whole hoorah, hometown hero bullshit. But she said some foul stuff about African American colleges. We can't ignore what she said. And what she got at that commencement or at the graduation is to be expected, especially by intelligent people that did their homework and know exactly what she's about. So you can't expect for everybody to just jump on the bandwagon because, you're a political figure or a public, figure that's there to give this great speech to make people feel better about themselves. I guess it didn't work. No one felt better about you even being there. So it caused more problems than it actually did good. What do you think is going to happen if you're doing shit like that? You're going to get that type of response. People got to understand. The old saying is, you make your bed, you lie in it. You shouldn't be where you are right now, especially over the schools. you shouldn't be there due to your mindset. people feel like if she had a choice to how schools should be ran in the suburbs or, you know, public schools or whatever, it'd be division. It'd be black people over here and white people over there. That's how people feel. How do you erase that? Because some of the stuff she's doing right now is not helping schools. She's taking shit backwards. She's doing worse than what, you know, the people in Bush era did as far as public schools. The best thing that happened was No Child Left Behind. But, hey, she's a public figure. The Republicans are happy about it. You know, that she was handpicked by Donald Trump to lead this, you know, wave of change to make America great again. Don't get me started on that shit. Now, I said I was going to give this man time to show us something. You know, he's had more than enough time to show us exactly where he stands. Now, before I dive heavy into this, you know, firing of James Comey, what's your thoughts on Trump's first 100 days, Space?
I think it was terrible. Now, granted that, you know, this is a job that that requires a lot, you know, and I'm not taking that away from nobody because I don't know if I can do the job, you know. But at the same time, it's, if I'm in charge of millions and millions of people, a fucking country, for Christ's sakes, and the first thing as president that I'm going to do is take away the health bill that is helping thousands and millions of people, and I'm going to cut that shit for the fucking wealthy. And then you're still in alliance in my eyes. This is just my opinion. This is not no facts. I don't know. But in my opinion, from everything that's been going on, I feel like this nigga is in cahoots with Russia. I feel like he doesn't care about the American people. And I feel like this is all bullshit. And the fact that he even fired the FBI director, like, I don't, either you hiding something or you don't want something to get found. Now, you said at the beginning of the term, this is one of the most significant things that you was going to do is to make sure that you got to the bottom of this and to find out if Russia had anything to do with the American election. And then the first thing you do is fire the FBI director, who, on his record, he's never been tarnished. He's never had any problems. He's always been a stand-up guy. You just fired this nigga out of nowhere. You retracted in one of your interviews with Spencer or that lady. I can't remember which one was up there, but she said he didn't know that he was going to fire him until he got a what they call that shit?
The actual delivery of his termination papers?
Yeah, talk about that shit. Like, no. And then on his interview, when he did it one-on-one, he said he already had it in his mind that he was going to do it. So now you, like, what is going on? Every week is something different, and then stories is not matching up. You know, y'all niggas didn't even take the time to fucking read the goddamn, the bill, for the fucking health bill. Nobody.
Right.
Every interviewer, they asked him, did you read it? We have people for that. What? Fuck your people. This is a thousand people out here and millions of people out here. That's kids are sick and is dependent on that fucking healthcare. If you take that shit away,
yeah,
it's a lady. Oh my god, that shit is irritating, bro. Like I don't get it.
I mean,
it's
very irritating. And like for me to start from the top of the Comey firing. Okay, I think that should have never happened in the first place. You know, all these reasons of why it's changing, and you have interviewers saying that all these conflicting stories that we're getting from the White House, they'll say that he was fired for this reason, and Trump will come out and say, well, you know, I was going to fire him anyway. I was going to fire him anyway. Every way that the White House was trying to cover their tracks and help Trump stay in office, he had to offset it because he had to make sure people knew that that was his decision, that he's the person in charge, that he's leading it, leading these strikes, that he's doing everything. Instead of him allowing for his team to clean up, that's why Spicer was in Sean Spicer, whatever the fuck his name is, was in the bushes. He was literally doing interviews from the bushes because he needed time to breathe. That's why, you know, his, you know, his second in command, pretty much, she had to come in and do and lead the interviews because, you know, I'm saying second, I don't know what the hell she is to him, but, you know, she had to come in and lead the interviews because he's stressing out at this point. He doesn't know exactly what's going on. The only thing that he knows is that everything that he's telling the public, Trump is going behind him and changing it. You know, so all these conflicting stories, everything is going to lead to an impeachment. You know, all signs point to there's some type of cover up. You know, the lady was like, okay, well, I think her name is Huckabee. She's saying, you know, well, the firing took place because we want this Russia stuff to end. You know, no, you don't want the Russia stuff to end. You want to make sure that the person that was leading the FBI and the entire investigation against you is not spearheading anymore. You want to slow them down. This is impeding. This is illegal. You cannot do that. So if that was the target, she just went out and said exactly what they plan on doing. They want to stop the Russian investigation as much as possible. They want to stop it totally if possible. They don't understand
crazy,
that
bro.
Russia is sitting back laughing at us. We're tearing our country is tearing ourselves apart. Say that again.
I said all the other countries is laughing at us too.
Yeah,
fucking laughing stock, yo.
Yeah, they're laughing at us because they've never seen America in such disarray. You're only as strong as your leader. So if your leader is not really being a leader, so what the hell is he doing? He's in the fucking way. I'm sorry. There's nothing that Trump can do to lead us to a better place. All these moves that he's made in 100 days, if I had to deal with another 600 more days of this shit, 900 more days, like, come on, man. I'm like, he's not fit for the job. He's making bad decisions. It's like having a boy leader. What makes our country different from North Korea? They're being led by a boy. They're making stupid decisions based on their stupid leader. So when egos run countries, there's one thing you don't get. You don't get a great country out of that. You don't. So, you know, he also threatened Comey, too. Like, you know, you better hope those tapes don't come out. And then when everybody start asking you, are there tapes of your one-on-one dinner and meeting with him, or you asked him if he's loyal to you or not, what the hell does that mean? See, when people ask for loyalty, it comes with a price. That means that it's not I scratch your back, you scratch my back. It's like you give me what I want and you look out for me. And I'll make sure you still have a job tomorrow to feed your kids. That's all you get from me. And that's the problem, is that's who Trump is. That's how Trump became successful. He's a pit bull. That's the way he is when it comes to doing business. That's acceptable in the business world. But when you're running a country and you have to deal with other leaders from around the world, that is not acceptable. That's how you make enemies. That's how you get people to come after you. So right now, we're dealing with a situation where it is Russia didn't only hack us when it came to our voting system. It looks like they hacked the French and other countries as well. So they're trying to weaken the world through cyber attacks. so they can become a superpower again. So I feel like this, by the time Trump is finally caught up in all this Russia stuff, because everything is pointed to, you know, him being involved. You know, he said that he spoke to Comey and asked Comey, am I under investigation? Am I being investigated? He can't tell you that. He's the director of the FBI. He cannot tell you if you're being, you know, investigated. He can get in trouble for telling you that. He can't make any promises that you're not being investigated. Use common sense. Russia is being, sorry, I'll take it back a second. Your campaign is being questioned. The entire campaign of 2016 is being questioned because they believe you had help from Russia. The Trump campaign is being investigated. So if your campaign is being investigated, how you got into office is being investigated, you're being investigated. It's simple. Anything that has Trump's name on it that says it's being investigated, you have your answer. Oh, he told me 3 times that I wasn't being investigated. What the fuck does that mean? I'm pretty sure that he didn't do that. You didn't get his loyalty that day, because when you kept asking him if you have his loyalty and he didn't give you the answer you were looking for, you immediately decide to fire him. But then you say you planned on firing him anyway. Look, dude, we could do this song and dance all day. Spades, we can keep talking about this shit all day. This could take up an entire episode. It has already taken up 18 minutes of it.
That's crazy. It's
crazy. All right, let's move on.
Health bill,
fuck
like,
Trump. We already know what's going on.
I don't get it.
Say it again.
I said that health bill, like, you're telling people, you're telling women, you're not only doing that shit to kids and shit, but you're telling women that a rape is a fucking pre-existing condition? Or are you trying to take their rights away? If a woman is raped and she don't want to keep that baby, if she conceived the baby from being raped, you tell her that she has to keep it? Like, what type of shit is that?
See, so
what type
so,
of leader
so
is that?
All the so he pulled all the government funding from, you know, those clinics. Guess what? We in a trillion-dollar country. If the government doesn't fund it, somebody else is going to fund it. You can't stop them from funding it. So, okay, so you say, oh, no, the government won't get behind that. Okay, that's fine. Someone else will. And when you're out of office, guess what? The government's going to fund this shit again. Stupid. It's temporary. And everything, he doesn't understand how many things fall under pre-existing conditions. Asthma, common cold. There's so much shit that falls under pre-existing conditions. He's going to have to go back and fix that bill. It's not 100% done yet. I can guarantee you that. All right, let's move forward. We're going to change the subject. I know I got emails and stuff about us being too political. I'm not being political. I'm just stating the fact that this is the state of the country, and you should probably want to know the state of the country. But this
I'm
news
trying
part
to tell
of
you
guys, you know, this news will probably make everybody feel better. You know, what is it? Forbes. Okay, so Forbes just released on Wednesday richest or wealthiest hip hop artists in the world. At one point, Jay-Z was holding it. He had it locked at $810 million. Which came from his title investment, and he lost his top spot because guess who caught him again? Diddy is at $820 million. Can't stop, won't stop. $820 million, which is a combination of his investment in Ciroc and, of course, you know, Sean John clothing. I had no idea that Sean John was still selling like that. You know, So hats off to him. He still has a successful brand, which is pretty fucking dope. So, you know, can't say much about that.
Right.
But, you know, it is what it is, you know. You can only be happy for people like that, you know, that's still able to, you know, be successful and, you know, build on their brand. Coming in at third is Dr. Dre, $740 million, which we all know that came from the sale of Beats. We have Birdman. I'll make sure I'll keep your money. Williams. rounding out at $110 million. And good old Canadian Dry Drake is coming in at $90 million. So it looks like he's going to catch Birdman in no time. That's what it looked like. So that wraps up that news for, you know, for richest fucking people in hip hop. That's pretty dope. I would love to see them help
all
more
black.
Artists, though. I mean, you know, it's all black. It's pretty dope. I mean, you know, I kind of, you know, took a step back with my jabs at LeVar Ball, you know, last week because there is a point behind this. If we can support Gucci, Louis Vuitton, you know, those, you know, like fucking Versace, those different types of, if we're able to spend $700 on their shit, why can't we spend that money on, you know, Lonzo Ball shoe? Now, I know, and the only reason why I say that is because, you know, it's black owned. And we should try to, you know, support each other. It's just that when you go to such lengths to separate your sons from everybody else, there's nothing wrong with, you know, starting up something and, you know, putting your son's name behind, like, hey, we don't need Nike, we don't need Adidas, we don't need anyone else to support us. We're going to do our own thing, and we're going to keep it moving. It's just the arrogance behind the moves. So many sports, you know, sports figures and, you know, even regular Joes is going out buying the shoes, you know. And I'm happy for Lonzo. But Lonzo has to make sure his father don't affect him as far as his value. Because a lot of teams is not going to want to say, hey, you know, your dad is your manager. Your dad is hard. He's hard and difficult to deal with. You know, I'll pass. I'll pass for now. So my issue with that is just he even released something this week after I took a step back and said, okay, you know, let's try to support the black, you know, the black owned business or African American owned business. He comes out this week and says that, you know, he doesn't need any advice from a Kobe Bryant. How do you say that? I'm guessing you don't need advice from LeBron James either.
At least allow your son to make that decision if he want to fucking,
you know,
get that. It ain't no telling what plugs Kobe had put him in. He really might be end up on the Lakers. Like, can't burn your bridges before you get across the motherfucker.
Look, this guy said that if Kobe sees something and he points it out to his son on the court, that's fine. He can say it to him at that time. But he doesn't want him patterning himself after nobody. I think Lonzo is smart enough to know that the way he's been playing all these years, that he could become a different type of player. He could take the advice from the Kobe Bryant. He could learn the tricks on how to score easy. Kobe has learned from some of the best, including Michael Jordan.
True.
So, you know, the Michael Jordan, the Hakeem Olajuwon, the Kareems. You know, that's how he got his post game. Now, I tell people as a shooting guard, I don't think anybody had a better post game than Kobe Bryant. Kobe would back you down. He didn't care how big you was. I've seen Kobe back down big ass LeBron.
And when he was
in the post, and he was down there, not many people can stop him. Everybody asks for help, But I'm like, what's up with this arrogance to the point to where it is you feel like your sons don't need to ask nobody for help but dad. Your career average as a basketball player was 2 points a game, bro. 2 points. 5 rebounds maybe. And a couple assists. That's your record. What's your thoughts, Space?
I feel like, I don't know. I think the shoes could have been a little lower than what they was, or what they are, $495. But I kind of see the meaning behind it, you know what I'm saying? Like, and we've never really seen, like, a pops in a player's, you know, life in the NBA. We always see the moms.
Yeah.
I watched the interview you did and said it, and, you know, I kind of agree with it, because if I'm coming up and I got my kid and I'm training him, I'll try to do the same shit, but I will try to go lower on the price so it's affordable for some people. But, I mean, to each his own. But at the same time, he's going to have to back up, because no matter what, Lonzo is still a kid. You know, college. Probably about to go to the NBA.
He already declared he's gone. Yeah, he already declared. He said he's gone, you know. So he's said to be in a top five. Due to all these antics by his dad, you know, and I have people on Facebook and stuff that want to, you know, disagree with me and everything. Oh, yeah, you know, he's projected to go top five. Yes, he's projected to go top five, but he could easily fall out of top five too. He wouldn't be the first player that was projected to be in a top three and went like 15. Don't be surprised if he falls out of the top five. You know, and yeah, he'll go top 10. Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to, you know, stick by what I said. You know, he'll drop out of top 20. But if he did, I wouldn't be surprised. The kid is talented, but you got to assess the risk. You know, and that's what people have to understand, that there is a risk behind keeping them on a team. Drafting them. And the risk is the father. The father is going to always be in the way. You feel me?
I'm most definitely do, sir.
And people have to understand that that's the nature of the business, and that's just how shit goes sometimes. So I don't know, man. You know, it's different ways that I could take this. And I really want to, you know, stay on the Lonzo Ball train. But his dad got to take a step back, man, for real. It's absolutely necessary for him to take a step back and realize how negatively he could impact his son's career. All of them, all three of his sons. And to me, I really feel like he has to be smarter about his approach and be ready for what's going to happen next in, you know, in his son's career. You know, if you're not being smart about it and being smart about how you can affect your son's career, shit could be really, really bad for everybody.
Yes, indeed.
So, man, I think we touched on a lot of the broad subjects today. You know, we got 24 seconds left in the show, but we still got the podcast running as well. So, you know, I want to thank everybody for tuning in to Surge Radio. You know, where shock isn't shock, it is real. Until the next episode, Space, you want to say anything while we still on air here, sir?
Shout out to all the viewers and people that tuned in and listened to us every time we go on air. Yeah, man. Peace, love, and hair grease.
All right, man. And I want to say happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. We're about to get the F out of here. So y'all enjoy y'all day. Until next episode, we out.